And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 9th of June, 2007. It was on this day in 1870 in London, Charles Dickens dropped dead at his chair at the dinner table. He died of a stroke, or apoplexy as it was called then. He was 58 years old. In the months before he died, he must already have suffered a stroke. He spoke in his letters of weakness and deadness on the left side and of not being able to pick up things with his left hand. It's the birthday of the short story writer and playwright S.N. Behrman, Worcester, Massachusetts, 1893. S.N. Behrman, who said, "I have had just about all I can take of myself." It's the birthday of the man famous for writing the song, "Home, sweet home, mid pleasures and palaces, though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home." John Howard Payne, born in New York City, 1791, who spent the last years of his life in Tunisia, far away from New York City, with no place to call home. It's the birthday of the man who wrote so many classic songs, "You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To," his first big hit, 1928, "Let's Do It," "Let's Fall in Love," "Birds Do It," "Bees Do It," "Even Educated Fleas Do It." Cole Porter, born in Peru, Indiana, 1893. It was on this day in 1856 the first group of Mormon handcart pioneers left Iowa to begin their long hike 1,000 miles to Salt Lake City on foot, pushing by hand 2-wheeled handcarts, each of which was heaped with about 500 pounds of supplies. The axles had been made with wood instead of iron. Most of them broke down. They wound up discarding most of the freight and carrying their food on their backs. But most of the 500 made it all the way to Salt Lake and did it in just 3 months. Here's a poem for today by Greg Pape entitled "Small Pleasures," Mojave Desert, California. Noon, 114 degrees, no breeze, except the breeze we make going 10 miles an hour in the pickup. No road, just open flat desert, low brush and scattered rock. The Mojave, somewhere west of Edwards Air Force Base. We're eating our sandwiches, the boss and I, drinking cups of cold water from the thermos jug on the seat between us. We carry 3 gallons of water for each man to get us through to 4 o'clock when we head for cold beer at the bar. He hasn't said anything for some time, just chews and drinks, stares out at the heat waves as the pickup bumps along. Covered with dust and oil, we've been out here since 5 a.m. working on the road. Now we're leaving the road behind. Last night, stopped at a phone booth on the way to the motel. I watched moths swarm at the light while he tried to call home, was it? Something was wrong, bad connection, something. He got angry, yanked the phone off the cord and threw it on the ground. He didn't try to explain and I didn't ask. We went to our rooms and slept. We've finished our lunch and cigarettes. I look over thinking to say something about how a day like this makes me appreciate small pleasures, a little shade, this cushioned seat, a cold tomato with salt. But his 50-year-old eyes are closed, his head fallen to one side, mouth open, hands in his lap, no longer steering. Out here, it doesn't seem to matter. Even the snakes, tortoises, and horned lizards are underground. It's a big desert, and we're all alone. I lean back, close my eyes. This, too, is a pleasure, moving off into the open, where the work is never done. A poem by Greg Pape, "Small Pleasures," from his collection American Flamingo, published by Crab Orchard Review and Southern Illinois University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.